Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From pop culture to politics, this is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and they call the GOP the grand old party, the Republican Party. It's getting a little bit old right now with the same kinds of arguments back and forth and back and forth, all having to do with one single personality. I do believe that with the impeachment trial happening next week, we're going to, one way or another, regardless of how that trial goes, I think we're going to move beyond that. And I think there are a lot of Republicans out there who believe that's a good thing. That's a hopeful thing. But there are other Republicans, or former Republicans, I should say, like my guest, Chris Vance. Chris Vance is one of the most prominent Republican leaders in the state of Washington. In 2016, which is not so long ago, I voted for Chris Vance, and so did 41% of my fellow citizens, when he was running for the United States Senate. He is also a former state chair of the Republican Party. He's a former member of the King County Council and a former state representative. He wrote a provocative piece in the Seattle Times called Principle Over Power, Let's Form a New Republican Party. Chris, it's always a pleasure to speak with you. When you talk about a new Republican Party, what precisely would be new about it?
So the unfortunate thing, of course, about writing anything is you don't write the headline. Seattle Times picked that headline. I wouldn't have chosen that headline. I would have chosen a headline saying it is time for the Republican Party to split, to break up. I've been in a number of, you know, never Trump groups, former Trump groups, former Republican groups talking about what's the future of the party. I've come to the conclusion, particularly since the election, that this party is beyond redemption. And you cannot save the party because it does not want to be saved. The Republican base loves Donald Trump. They agree with Donald Trump. So what I'm advocating is those Republicans who do not support Trump or Trumpism, that still believe in Reaganism and the kind of things you and I believed in for 25 years, Michael, need to leave and split off and create a new party, or at the very least, a aggressive, distinct faction within the party to wage war against the Trumpists.
Okay, it seems to me that the timing is truly peculiar, because the idea of Trump's hold on the party, when there were 10 members of the House of Representatives who voted to impeach, there will be at least 5 U.S. senators who vote, Republicans, who vote along with the Democrats to convict Trump on impeachment. It seems to me that the idea of Trump having a single-minded and complete and overwhelming grip on all the power in the party, that's yesterday's news, and maybe it was even fake news to begin with.
I don't agree with that. I mean, I think as long as Donald Trump draws breath and is politically active, he will be the leader of the Republican Party. But even if I'm wrong, and or he ceases to be out there politically active, what's a bigger threat, Michael, beyond Trump, is Trumpism. I mean, I'm one of those that believes that there is an actual ideology around Donald Trump, and it's the same ideology we see in Eastern Europe with Viktor Orban and in Poland, which is basically proto-fascism, authoritarian, racist, and even at the very least, not Reaganism. I mean, my favorite example is the 180-degree turn the Republican Party took on trade. I mean, we were free traders, particularly important in my state. So even if you didn't have Donald Trump and his, you know, boorish, misogynist racism out there, the party has fundamentally changed. It is no longer the party of Ronald Reagan and George Bush and George Bush, and I don't think it ever will be again. So those of
okay,
us who
no,
believe
it won't
those
because those people have departed from the scene. Let me just go to this issue of trade for a moment, because I think that's a perfect example. We were very much protectionist party under William McKinley, under Herbert Hoover, who signed the Smoot-Hawley tariff, which helped provoke the Great Depression. The Republicans used to be wrong on trade, mm-hmm. and then that changed. And the idea that parties can change and do change, and originally they're protectionists and then they're free traders, and now there are some Republicans who are more protectionists again. I don't believe that the majority of the party really takes the radical anti-trade position anymore.
Oh, I think they absolutely do. Again, you mentioned I was running for the United States Senate, and I had been away from the grassroots for a few years, and I spent over a year driving around the state of Washington speaking to Republicans. And I'd get asked the question, where do you stand on NAFTA? Where do you stand on the Trans-Pacific Partnership? And I'd say I'm 1,000% in favor of them. And I'd be the only person in the room who felt that way. And even demographically, the party has fundamentally changed. It is now the party of non-college-educated white voters and white, born-again, evangelical Protestants. And it is not the party anymore of people like Slade Gorton and Jennifer Dunn, who you and I knew, or certainly Slade George W. Bush, George Bush, or someone like Bill Kristol.
Okay, again, I think you're being premature and selective in the way you look at this. If you look at the people who are elected to the U.S. Senate, and some of the people who were reelected to the U.S. Senate, and some of the governors. I mean, there are Republican governors like Larry Hogan, like Charlie Baker, like Governor Sununu of New Hampshire, people who were very successful, even Governor DeWine of Ohio. And the question, when you talk about a party splitting and then using that split to gain power. Right now, Republicans are out of power in the House, in the Senate, in certainly in the White House. How does splitting the party help win back power against the Democrats?
It doesn't. But what it does is it prevents the Trump wing of the Republican Party from ever holding power in the United States again, which is my big concern. The greatest threat to the Constitution and democracy and freedom in this country is no longer from the left, which it was when I began in politics. It's from the right. It is from a fledgling fascist movement out there that was willing to attack the Capitol. And a united Republican Party, if the moderates remain loyally in the party, then they can win the 2022 and 2024 elections. And that would be a disaster for this country. I mean, even if Donald Trump isn't the nominee in 24, it will be somebody just like him. Maybe even more dangerous because they're younger and more capable.
Okay, again, I just don't accept your premise at all. In other words, when you talk about the greatest danger to America and the Constitution and our constitutional values and even to civic peace, we have this horrible example of the riot and the attack on the Capitol building. And I get this from callers all the time, and they're right. What about literally the hundreds of riots and the looting and the trashing of downtown Seattle, of Capitol Hill, and in Portland and across the country? They actually burned down a very big portion of Minneapolis. Now, that was basically winked at. And you suggest that the only real threat or the most significant threat is from the right?
Absolutely.
Don't we have any threat from both extremes?
No, not to nearly the same degree. And again, you and I live in the Seattle area. I work in downtown Seattle. I saw this. It's terrible. They shouldn't have been tolerated. But it pales in significance in comparison to a plot of a bunch of militia members, ex-military, ex-law enforcement, who wanted to kidnap the governor of Michigan and storm state capitals and kill the vice president and kill the speaker of the House.
And then got arrested by Trump's FBI. Chris, can you stay on for another segment?
You bet.
Okay, good. We're talking to Chris Vance, a former chair of the state Republican Party, who now says the Republican Party must split. I say that's a formula for suicide, for a political ideology. 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll be right back with Chris Vance.
Michael Medved.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVET. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MEDVET for these great radio specials.
I've had several knee injuries on my left knee, and so over time, stiffness set in with a great deal of pain. So I went ahead and ordered the starter packet, and after about 2 weeks, I started noticing results, and after they were gone and I reordered, let's say 6 weeks in, my pain was virtually gone, but the big bonus was that the stiffness was also virtually gone, and so therefore my problem with my left hip also went away. I'm very happy I decided to try it and will continue to use it.
You can get a 3-week quick start for just $19.95. That's 95 cents a day. What a good investment. Nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. You can go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor. That's michaelmedved.com, banner for Relief Factor, or call 833 toll free 654 pain, 833 654 pain.
Washington Today.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise at gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And on the Michael Medved Show, one thing on which I clearly agree with Chris Vance is that the days ahead, the days and the months and the weeks ahead, are going to be crucial in defining what kind of future the Republican Party has. He is ready to give up on the GOP, or at least the GOP as it's currently constituted. I am not. Chris Vance is former Republican state chair in the state of Washington, a former member of the state legislature, and our former nominee for U.S. Senate as recently as 2016. Okay, Chris, let me ask you this. If just standing aside for a moment for our basic argument here, do you really believe that it is a sure thing that in the presidential race of 2024 that the Republican nominee is going to be either someone like Donald Trump or someone in his image? Because I am not. I mean, I see all kinds of potential candidates for president, like Ben Sass of Nebraska, like Nikki Haley of South Carolina, like Tom Cotton of Arkansas, like Tim Scott of South Carolina, who I think would be much closer to the kind of Republicanism that you're talking about and that you support, don't you?
No. First of all, I don't believe that some of the people on your list there could possibly get the nomination because Ben Sass is apparently going to vote for conviction, and a couple others. But the rest of them, to me, they are still, this is the big thing, is it's not just Donald Trump. It's the entire party has moved. None of the people you just mentioned are in line with the philosophies that were part of the previous several Republican presidencies. Take immigration as one example. The position taken by Ronald Reagan, George Bush, was that there should be a path to legality for those who came here illegally but have put down roots and are building their lives and raising their families. Do you think any
Republican, willing to pay a fine and willing to jump through hoops and go ahead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think any Republican today can take that position and survive? I don't. I mean, Marco Rubio was one of the people who crafted the 2013 bill that did that, and now he's all backpedaled. It's because the Republican base has changed. The ultra-right, populist, xenophobic, white nationalist base of the party will never let it go back to being. I mean, there's no way that John Kasich or Larry Hogan or Jeb Bush can ever be the nominee of the Republican Party. And that's the party I believed in and was a member of.
Look, you mentioned several people there who basically have left the Republican Party, actively campaigned on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, yes, that's a very difficult thing. And what that does is it condemns one of our great political parties with a great brand that I agree with you has been sullied recently, but basically abandons the field to Democrats who are going to have their own problems. And even on this issue of immigration, I think that when you have the Biden administration taking such an extreme position on that issue, there's plenty of room for those of us who are pro-immigration Republicans to say, wait, let's work for a more moderate, more reasonable, more constructive kind of immigration reform that was part of that Gang of Eight bill that you talked about that Marco Rubio had helped to draft, or that President Bush, George W. Bush, supported twice, both in 2006 and in 2007.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying, but again, the core compromise on immigration reform is greater border security in exchange for amnesty. Let's just call it amnesty, which is what it is.
No, it isn't. I don't accept that it's amnesty, because amnesty means you're forgiven for something and no harm, no foul.
Okay.
A path to legalization is based upon your decision and your behavior. If you have kept your nose clean, if you have worked hard, if you have pay your back taxes, if you pay a fine, if you show that you're proficient in English, then you don't get special treatment like all of a sudden, boom, magic, you're a citizen. You get a chance to work for citizenship.
Right, but if there is, in my opinion, I think you honestly, Michael, got to agree, there's not a single Republican in Congress who supports that today. And if they did, they would be obliterated by the base. There are still good people in public office. There are still good people. I call them zombie Republicans. They're the holdovers from the old days, and they're still in office. one by one, they're retiring. The Jeff Flakes and the Corkers and now Portman, and they're retiring. But the people who are still there are trying to do the right thing. But the problem is the base of the party is so radicalized that they have no future in the party. They will all either retire or be defeated. And what I'm saying is to, let's, you know, take Mitt Romney as one example. Stop trying to hold the party together. All you do is empower the crazies in your caucus, like Josh Hawley. Leave. Break it up. Split the party. Deny power to
My argument would be that that actually allows the crazies in your party more power. I mean, Josh Hawley wants people like Mitt Romney to leave the Republican mm-hmm. Party. He really does. And look, I think that Josh Hawley and Ted Cruz both ruined any realistic chance that they will be candidates for president. And your view of the base of the party, and this goes beyond here in Washington, I think will be tested by the election of 2022 and by the election of 2024. I agree with you, it could go horribly. Mm-hmm. But I don't believe that it will.
Well, I think that the makeup of the Republican base is empirically established. I mean, there's mountains of evidence laying out who now makes up the Republican base. It is no longer the sort of wonky, professional, Microsoft class, college-educated, pro-growth. It is non-college-educated, working-class white voters and evangelical Protestants. And that is the overwhelming majority of Republicans. And that's not going to change, and they are not going to come around on their views on these issues.
Okay, again, we're talking here about there were, 74 million votes for mm-hmm. Republicans this last time. Republicans did a split college-educated voters last time. We didn't lose them. We used to win them dramatically. Among white college-educated voters, Republicans actually still won, and won over Democrats. And President Trump, say what you will about him, and neither you nor I are a particular fan of President Trump, he did much better with Latinos than he did the first time. He didn't do as well as George W. Bush did, but he did better. And to give up on building a very different Republican Party, you see, the problem that I have is the strategy you're talking about, which is a strategy of leaving the party and abandoning it, only does what you fear most. It only accomplishes what you say you dread, which is the takeover of that entire party by people with whom you profoundly disagree. Chris, it is great to talk to you. Let's talk again. Chris Vance, former, now an independent, former Republican chair in the state of Washington. We will be right back on the MedVed Show.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell thinks it's time to get schools reopened.
Despite heroic efforts from students, parents, and teachers, so-called remote learning has proven a poor substitute for the real thing.
The Kentucky Republicans saying the real reason schools are closed is because of teachers' unions.
In places across America where public education depends on the whims of a powerful public sector union, the best interests of children have often come dead last.
One dose of the AstraZeneca Oxford immunization can lower COVID-19 transmission by nearly 67%. New data released on Tuesday shows the inoculation can aid in preventing the spread, not just protecting from getting ill. The vaccine has yet to be approved for use in the United States. USA Radio News.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Ways to shape a better history for the United States of America is to make sure you know about the history we've experienced in the past. That's why I write the books that I do. That's why we have the whole MedVed History Store, which I can make some 80 different audio presentations available to you at very low cost, particularly if you're a MedHead member. And that's also where we have this special book bundle that for a limited time is available at a significantly discounted price. This is a bundle that includes a hardcover, personally signed copy of my most recent book, God's Hand on America, Divine Providence in the Modern Era, and also the audio version of that book, which is all of this 400-page book read by me. And it's all exciting, I got to tell you. It really is. It's thrilling stories about America that you probably haven't heard. And you should check it out. Go to michaelmedved.com. Click on the banner for the MedVed book bundle for God's Hand on America. And the audiobook is then sent to you as well on MP3 player or a flash drive for your convenience. At michaelmedved.com. Okay, just one quick note about history concerning my conversation with Chris Vance, who clearly is not at all happy with the current state of the Republican Party. There are two things that I wanted to say about that. The first is that for many, many people, the problem with critics and opponents of President Trump is that in many cases it spills over to people who become critical and opposed to all those 74 million people who supported President Trump. And that is not a reaction that I share or enjoy. I know too many people who are patriotic, brilliant, charitable, wonderful, community-helping, incredibly decent people who voted for President Trump, who thought he was a better candidate than the alternative. And the idea, and I heard this a couple of times in what Chris was saying, that a party based on people without a college education is somehow doomed. The majority of American voters do not have college degrees. And frankly, it's a strength of a party to be able to attract people at all levels of education. And that, frankly, is still the case with the Republican Party. It is not true that every single Republican, every dedicated Trump Republican, is someone who's never gotten a four-year college degree and someone who doesn't know the basics and someone who's frustrated and angry. It's just a caricature. And it's not true. The people who attacked the Capitol building on January 6th do not represent the majority of Trump voters or the majority of Republicans. And I think one of the problems also is something that an education should provide, as I was mentioning regarding the MedVet History Store, some knowledge of our past history. And let me just cite something from Chris Vance's column in the Seattle Times, which I noticed at the very beginning. He talks about in 1896, U.S. Senator Henry Teller of Colorado, who's a former Secretary of the Interior and one of the founders of the Republican Party, rose on the floor of the Republican Convention and announced that he and 24 other Western delegates were leaving the party because they could not support the new platform language on the gold standard. In his speech, Teller said leaving his party would be painful, but our consciences require us as honest men to make this sacrifice. Okay, he holds this up as a powerful example. But it's a powerful example of jumping off a cliff. The silver Republicans that were actually organized by Senator Teller, and he never tells you this, never amounted to a damn thing. They broke up 5 years later. They never won anything. They never exerted any power. They never achieved anything. This is part of the craziness that has afflicted American parties, or particularly those that are out of power, is the idea that I really, really want to change my party, and I'm going to change it best by leaving it. This doesn't matter. If a political party is a big extended family, and if you don't like the way your family is going or the way your family life is going, you don't walk out the door and says, I'm never going to come have Thanksgiving dinner with you guys again. No, I'm done with you. But then your influence is not increased, it is eliminated. And that, it seems to me, is a truly basic point that we have to come to. There's a powerful piece that appeared, and it's one of those things that, I think it would be interesting to have the author of the piece on. And it's a piece in Time magazine. And the headline is, "It Makes Me Sick with Grief. Trump's Presidency Divided Families. What Happens to Them Now?" And the report being that there are permanent estrangements that, because of political disagreements in the Trump era, may not be healed or it's impossible to heal. And it's one of those things that I think is deeply misleading. Do I believe that it's true? No, I know it's true. We literally have friendships that have been that have survived everything and all kinds of past political disagreements, friendships that have been damaged, not totally destroyed, but certainly damaged by disagreements about Trump, particularly concerning the claim that he actually won the election was stolen and that entire thing. But this idea that you can't come back together and work for things that you care about, it seems to me is deeply destructive. And if you have actually gone through either experience, either the experience of seeing your family divided and still divided, and you're not sure how to bring the family together, even with President Trump off the scene. And by the way, I don't believe that President Trump is going to come roaring back in 2024. I don't think, as Chris Vann says, that he will continue to be the dominant force in the Republican Party. That's not really likely, given his age, given his circumstances. Well, first of all, he has to re-platform himself somehow on social media. That's another problem. But the idea here, if you have either healed some of the pains and strains and divisions and the enmity that had come up in this strange era that we've all gone through, or if you've been unable to heal those divisions, give us a call with your personal perspective, 1-800-955-1776. I do believe that the biggest force for Republican healing, for healing within the larger conservative family, the biggest force in behalf of that healing is clearly going to be Democrats. And Democrats just going too far. There's one a very prominent example of it, which is a San Francisco teacher, public school teacher, who of course is not going back to school, but she writes in an op-ed attacking her fellow Democrat, Bernie Sanders, as an example of white privilege. Why? Because of his mittens. We'll explain. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen-size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money-back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Even for Americans who've been successful in dodging the coronavirus so far, there's still a problem of pain. There are 100 million Americans who suffer from ongoing pain due to overexertion or exercise or just aging or the effects of everyday living, and Relief Factor can help. It helps exercise-related pain or general muscle aches and pains, and it certainly does for me. There are four key ingredients. Each one approaches the body's natural anti-inflammatory response function from different metabolic pathways. The 3-week quick start can show you how it works. It's just $19.95, 95 cents a day, less than a cup of coffee a day, much less for pain relief. Try Relief Factor. It has worked wonderfully for literally hundreds of thousands, and certainly for me. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start. Nothing to lose but your pain, the whole world to gain.
Washington Today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
San Francisco, be sure you get the right name for all the new 44 schools, really, in the San Francisco School District that are changing their names, including schools named after Thomas Jefferson and George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and Paul Revere and Robert Lowell and Dianne Feinstein. Anyway, there's another voice from San Francisco. This is from a school teacher named Ingrid Sire Ochi, who writes a column, and the column that she writes is for the San Francisco Chronicle, the leading newspaper in the Bay Area, and the headline that they gave at the Chronicle for her column is San Francisco High School Students Get a Lesson in Subtle White Privilege. And she talks about watching the Capitol riot and then watching Inauguration Day, like I think the great majority of us, she did not like the Capitol riot. And she was actually uplifted by Inauguration Day, except for one thing. And here's what she writes about. She said, Bernie Sanders was barely on our radar, but on Inauguration Day, he was everywhere. What do we see? I ask my students. We've been studying diversity and discrimination in the United States. My students were ready. What did they see? They saw a white man in a puffy jacket and huge mittens, distant not only in his social distancing, but in his demeanor and attire. And there across all of our news and social media feeds was Bernie, Bernie memes, Bernie sweatshirts, endless love for Bernie, Bernie, Bernie. I puzzled and fumed as an individual as I strove to be my best possible teacher. What did I see? What did I think my students should see? A wealthy, incredibly well-educated and privileged white man showing up for perhaps the most important ritual of the decade in a puffy jacket and huge mittens.
It is basically insane.
Senator Sanders is no white supremacist insurrectionist, but he manifests privilege, white privilege, male privilege, and class privileges in ways that my students could see and feel. When you see privilege, you know it, I told them weeks before. Yet when they saw Senator Bernie Sanders manifesting privilege when seemingly no one else did, I struggled to explain that disparity. I am beyond puzzled as to why so many are loving the images of Bernie and his gloves. Sweet, yes, the mittens, knit by an educator, so Bernie. Not so sweet, the blindness I see of many, Bernie included, to the privileges Bernie represents. I don't know many poor or working class or female or struggling to be taken seriously folk who would show up at the inauguration of our 46th president dressed like Bernie. Okay, this is not to defend Bernie Sanders, right? But she talks about Bernie Sanders' privilege. His parents were both impoverished immigrants. They never made any money. His dad was a paint salesman. Bernie went to Brooklyn College. He did not go to an Ivy League school. Later, he transferred to University of Chicago. And the idea that he's hyper-educated, he has a bachelor's degree. And the idea that somehow it is white privilege to dress like a slob? I don't, look, I, as somebody who does not dress particularly well and has never cared about it, the idea of attacking Bernie Sanders as an example of white privilege, all you say, I guess, is only in San Francisco. She concludes, unless those some folk had privilege, they couldn't dress like Bernie did. And they don't have that privilege. Let's go to John in Kansas City. John, you're on the Medved Show, and I know you're looking forward to that
Michael,
Super Bowl.
Can you hear me?
I can indeed.
Afternoon, Michael. Can you hear me?
I hear you fine.
Okay, good. One of the main reasons why I like your show, because you do have differing views, even if they come within your own party. Now, as I told your call screener, I, as a Democrat, really kind of feel for you, for some of you Republicans right now. And this is no joke.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. I'll take it.
You know, really I do. But two things, if you let me. I hate when you try to equate, like I told you, call screener, when Democrats lose, we march. Like all the women came out when Trump won, we march and all that stuff. They had the signs up. But when Republicans lose, they like to bring their gun. And this is not the first time. This is what makes it hard for me to be a Republican.
Wait. When did it happen before?
Huh?
When did it happen before?
When did it happen before? Oh, let's say when Obama was giving speeches, they would come out with their gun. When he was giving speeches outside of the White House or some event, where they will come up saying, we want to water the tree with liberty, but whatever that saying is. But
okay, honestly, President Obama, who actually got some Republican votes both times, his speeches were never disrupted by riots or Republican rallies or Republican protesters. It's very, very rare that ever happened during the 8 years of his presidency, right?
But for me, to see armed people, but now you have these Boogaloo boys, and you have to agree with me, they've been spouting this race war nonsense since the Turner Diaries. And to me, this is the closest that they've gotten to fruition at that. They've really felt emboldened. Now, the person that I really have sympathy for is Mike Pence, and I'm no fan of Mike Pence, but it shames me to know that someone who was loyal to President Trump would be hearing hang Mike Pence as he was leaving office. I can't.
No,
get over
by
that.
The way, I agree with you. I agree with you entirely, by the way. And when you're citing the Turner Diaries, it was a book, it's a horrible book. And it's really one of those books, I don't think Amazon even carries it, because it's about a race war in the United States where the heroes of the book start killing black people and Jewish people just for going about their business. And it's a horrible, horrible book, and you're right that the Boogaloo boys and the rest of them and the three percenters and this is the biggest triumph, in quotes, that you could say they've ever had, thank God. And it wasn't much of a triumph. You don't think this stuff is going to continue, do you? I mean, indefinitely?
Well, Well, honestly, Michael, I didn't think it would get to this point back from Timothy McVeigh, but look from where we have come from then to now. So unless it is addressed by your party, because really this part is coming from your party, and this is where I agree with the guest that you have on. I'm a Jack Danforth man. I mean, I've never agreed with him on policy, but he was cordial. You could have honest debate. The name
and
calls.
He's a good human being, Senator John Danforth, former senator from Missouri. Yeah,
you know, yes.
And by the way, the mentor of Clarence Thomas. But go ahead.
Yes, and with Josh Hawley, when he came out the other week saying that he regretted mentoring him, he's ashamed right now. Some of you Republicans should listen to some of these rhinos. They're wise. They've been around them.
By the way, I listened to that from John Danforth, and I take it very seriously. He is was an outstanding leader for our party. He's also, I believe, an Episcopal priest.
Yes, he
but,
is.
Look, it's John, it's always great to hear from you. And I do think that some of... It is different in America today than it was in January 6th. And I do not believe that the majority of my fellow Republicans reacted to January 6th and said, oh, yeah, let's have more of that. That's what we need. The number of people who said that, even among the most edgy, extreme versions of our party, is non-existent. Clearly, that is not a future for Republicans or for conservatives. And, John, I always appreciate your calls. When we come back, there is so much more to cover. We may be getting news about the results of this big meeting of the House Republicans. I also want to talk about the Harriet Tubman controversy. It's one of those things where every Republican that I know accepts that Harriet Tubman is going to be on the $20 bill. But now there is opposition from someone on the left and someone, a woman of color. Why? We'll get to that surprise and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.